opinions may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Weather talk, and we turn the tables on that weather. Plus, we talk some wrestling with you. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM. Welcome into the Gym Class here on this Wednesday, January the 30th, here in Greater Antarctica. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes as we come your way from our chilly studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We're presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairsbury Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, locally owned and operated, and a warm and friendly place to be on a day like today. When you're at third base, you're practically home. Resolved to head into third base for a New Year's treat? It's a perfect place to gather when you got some time away from the grind. Located again at the corner of Blairsbury Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We welcome you in. A lot of people off of work today. A lot of people chose not to go to work today. Already cancellations coming in for tomorrow as we grind into the back half of Polar Vortex 2019. You made it here. Your car started. You're fine. You're ready to go, right?
This is going to sound stupid, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Mark.
Of course, I had a remote start on the vehicle, and I had to walk 10 steps to it at my house and 10 steps inside the studio. So, but I know a lot of folks out there, have to work out in it. Postal carrier's not working today, but shout out to the newspaper delivery folks and carriers. Got my paper a little bit late, but no big deal. And, it's going to be cold again tonight. We're heading towards the back half. Newest forecast I saw was darn near 50 on Sunday.
Don't want to be the guy who's the Chamber of Commerce director for the Central and Southern Missouri area, but it's supposed to be near 70 there on Saturday and Sunday. And one for a game on Saturday, I might bring the clubs and make a little road trip.
I might hop in the back with you, yeah.
But alas, golf will be there when it comes. We're going to kind of turn the tables on weather a little bit later on in the program. We'll let you know about that here in just a little bit, how we are going to do that. After we talk to Mark Ironside, he's going to be joining us here in studio. Not too cold for Mark or, of the like. He's on his way.
I didn't think he'd dodge us.
No, and he'd probably be in a tree stand right now if he had the opportunity.
I don't know about that.
We'll ask. We will ask. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We do need this. I put it out there on Twitter earlier on today that we've got a big announcement. A shocking announcement today, Mark. This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. And this is, I believe this just tells you how incredibly cold it is here in Eastern Iowa. Go ahead, because this, probably the last time this occurred.
Wednesday typically is bowling night in America, folks. There will be no bowling tonight. It's been postponed. Season been pushed back a week. And just found out May City Bowl closing at 3 o'clock today. That probably had a lot to do, but I got a call this morning from one of the league officers that bowling was called off. So a longer season becomes longer, Scott. And I think it's a good call. I do.
It's fine.
I've been in the league 20 plus years, and I don't recall many times that bowling has been called off. Mike Hoskins, our league secretary, said only a couple, three times in his tenure.
First time that since I've been in the league, it's been called off.
Right.
No bowling tonight.
It gives you some context to the weather. Bowling night in America, PPD.
Wow. Now, let that sink in, Eastern Iowa. Let that sink in for a moment. Okay. We're back. We're going to tell you how we're going to turn the tables on the weather coming up in just a little bit. Mark Ironside's going to be joining us as well. Iowa State basketball tonight. Cyclones entertain the West Virginia Mountaineers from Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And the game is going to go off as scheduled. 5:30, we'll join up with the pregame show here on KGYM, 1600 AM. If you'd like to stick with the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, that will continue on our FM signals, 107.5 FM, the North Gym at Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That will go through 7 o'clock this evening, and then ESPN programming on the FMs while Iowa State continues probably to beat up on West Virginia, but I'm not going to say that because you never know what's going to happen in the world, the wacky world of college basketball.
Cyclones a 12.5-point favorite tonight, and got a break last night when Texas upset Kansas.
Kansas is not that good.
Gave Kansas its third loss in the league. And we ask you at KGYMradio.com today, our Emo's Hideaway poll question, will Iowa State win the Big 12 regular season crown? Three options. Yes, outright. Secondly, yes, shared. Hello, Mark Ironside.
He's smiling. This is a miss might not be good.
Finally, no.
Somebody may be going down.
Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I don't know why my wrestling friend texting me from California saying it's 60 degrees. That's just wrong.
That is wrong. That is wrong. Hey, think of it this way. We're going up 60 degrees.
Yeah.
By the time Sunday rolls around, we're going to be 60 degrees warmer than it is right now. That's good.
Did you see KJ Pilcher's post the other day? I mean, he really put it in perspective. Now imagine it was like, say, middle of July today.
Okay.
And it's 90 degrees out.
I like it so far.
Okay. Now think about Sunday. Middle of July, this Sunday, it's going to be a high of 30. That's a contrast.
That's perspective.
That's a 60-degree contrast. Can you imagine it being a high of 30 in the middle of July, dropping 60 degrees?
That's perspective.
You know, that's where it's going to go up. So by Sunday, it's going to be like feeling from like 30 to 90. I mean, we're going to be walking around. I told my
shorts.
Dad, he's got like one of them Heatmore units that, you know, you heat your house with wood and all that. He's talking about how cold and stuff. I said, heck, by Sunday, he's going to be walking out there in his underwear and filming it at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't want to see that. But.
Like, that'll be nothing compared to what it is now.
Oh, we thought of you yesterday because, and we'll talk about this more, but just think that the polar plunge was, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't be doing it. I mean, that would be, you can't
do it. I don't know,
do it.
Like, well, first of all, I'm really glad that we're not doing it. But if we did jump in the water.
Water's probably warmer.
The water's for sure warmer. There's no doubt. Like, you get out of the water, and it happens all the time. I remember one time we jumped in with the wind chill, it was -6 with the wind chill. So it felt like -6. That's the coldest it's ever been. But when you get out of the water, like, how long it would take at these temperatures for your body, like, to be get frostbitten with dripping cold water on you. And, you know, no clothes or anything like that, really, just whatever you're jumping in with. I mean, you'd have to have something like a portable sauna right there for you to hop into and get dressed in immediately and not trying to run back to the clubhouse.
You typically jump into the pond at Brown Deer.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that going to be frozen over?
Well, it's what it always is, but then we just cut, like, chainsaws. You cut a big a rectangle out of the ice. And all the way up to the bank, and then you go out into the pond, jump in, and then you swim where you can't touch. You actually have to move your arms and legs and then swim towards the bank.
This is coming up
February 8th.
Okay.
The night after the Maryland duel. So be next, not, you know, this coming Friday night, but the following Friday night after the Maryland duel.
Mark needs dough.
I did.
You know what? Hey, thank you, Scott. I saw that.
I haven't gone there yet. I'll be there.
Scott and Loretta have did their part, Mark. No pressure. Okay. My goal is to hit 20,000 this year. And to be dead honest with you, up until about a week ago or a few days ago, really, I didn't think I was going to get there. But I think with maybe with a big push this next week, we might be able to hit that mark, and which would be an enormous mark for me.
We're going to do everything we can to help you, Mark.
I appreciate that. And it takes every little bit. So whatever anybody out there can do, it's hwcplunge.com. So. Cool.
There you go. All right. We're going to come back, talk some wrestling with Mark when we return after this. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery right here on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience. Back in the Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. We've got Iowa State basketball coming up later on at 5:30. The Cyclones and West Virginia coming up at that time. Mark Ironside set to join us right now. You heard a little bit about the Polar Plunge from him for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club a little bit earlier on. And his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. And Kurt's a cold weather guy. First of all, let's ask a question. Would you, if given the opportunity, would you be in your tree stand right now?
No.
No.
No, not in my tree stand. I would be in a ground blind.
Okay.
With a little buddy heater in it.
The deer aren't even coming out, Scott.
Oh, no, they're not.
They're
I haven't seen our deer.
They're out. They have to get food. Now, it's just really, really hard for them to find food, but they got to find extra food right now being this cold.
Yeah.
For sure. I even made
But don't feed the deer because that messes up things later on.
Their cycle or whatever down the road.
Yes. Please don't feed the deer.
Let's get to the
Don't at least feed them donuts.
Donuts.
I know someone tried to feed them donuts.
Barry once. Davis?
No. That's a good one.
Was it a wrestler?
No.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Let's get to the lead here, Mark. I the only reason to go to Northwestern and see a dual meet Sunday was to see Rivera and Lee.
And Deacon and Young.
And, yeah, and neither of the Iowa guys wrestled. Why? Was it strategic?
No.
Or injury-wise?
No.
Or illness-wise?
No. None of the above.
What was it?
It wasn't to protect seeds or anything like that. You know, on the road trip from Champaign to North Chicago, because I rode separately from the team, I even told the guys I was with I called the 157. If I was Tom Brands, I probably would not wrestle Caleb Young on Sunday the next day against Deacon after he lost against Illinois on Friday night. He just cannot find his offense right now. He's just really, really, really struggling. I think he's struggling with confidence. He's just struggling mentality-wise. And to go in, I think he's at a low. And to go into Northwestern and get beat again by Deacon, which he wouldn't have been supposed to win. I think he was, you know, if you look at the paper or the C's or whatever, he wasn't supposed to win. But I think he just needed a time off. I think he needed some break because now he's going into Nebraska this weekend and wrestling Berger, who's what?
Two.
Two, mm-hmm. You know? So, or no, Berger's, yeah, Berger's two. So it just sometimes you got to kind of look out for your athletes from a confidence standpoint. And we had, you know, Jaron Glasser on the trip. The guy that Caleb Young got beat by from Illinois on Thursday or Friday night, Glasser had beaten twice this year, not like last year or anything like that. He beat him twice this year. And so I just think it was time for Glasser to kind of have an opportunity to get on the mat a little bit and give Caleb Young kind of a day off there and work with the coaches in the room on certain things and work some offense. And to be dead honest with you, I think a lot of the same similarities kind of go with Spencer Lee and why they probably didn't wrestle him. Not that they weren't afraid. I don't think they were afraid. They're not afraid of Rivera.
I don't think so either, but you know the appearance.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a chance to avenge a loss to Rivera,
right,
and get even, so to speak, with him.
Here's the situation. It's against everything that Tom Brands is against. I mean, that is not Tom Brands' mentality. That's not, you know, the morals of Tom Brands. That's not who he's about. But being in the situation that he's – okay, so you go back to before Christmas. Spencer Lee was really, really ill, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
Missed out on a lot of practice time. Just did not have a lot of energy. Still, after the Christmas break, going into Midlands, you could tell he still was not himself. Barely made it through the semis. Gets beat by Rivera in the finals, and we're slowly kind of bringing him out of this. I think his health wise, he's finally back. I mean, his health is back. Now it's just a matter of him getting back into shape, getting his confidence back a little bit, getting him to start firing on all cylinders, hitting his offense and so forth. And I just don't know if he was ready to go out on the mat. Confidence-wise, against a guy like Rivera, let's say he does lose to him again, which I don't think that he would have. But let's say he does, and he's got Moisey this week from Nebraska, who's tough, really good. He's a dangerous kid. He's ranked two. What's he ranked? 16th. But I mean, he's a dangerous kid. I think it's a smart move, and I think that, you know, I'm not for it either. But if you really, really, really want to get down to it and what's in the best interest of the individual at that particular time, I think Tom Brands made the right decision there. I really do. Do I agree with it? No. Do I agree with it? Yes, if that makes sense.
It does a little bit.
So,
it makes a little sense.
And I tell you another thing. It literally, Tom Brands was, like, sick. I mean, sick. Like, it was killing him that he did not wrestle mm-hmm. Spencer Lee. But it is what it is, and he has to look out for his athlete, and the best thing for his athlete come.
You're saying he's looking
March.
At the big picture.
Looking for March down the road. We got something going good here. He's healthy again. He's starting to gain some confidence back in his offense. He's starting to get some offense back or whatever. He didn't want to go backwards really at all. And so many people put so much on a guy like Spencer Lee to where, you know. I don't know. It was just probably the best thing for Spencer Lee. And it's kind of interesting to see Spencer behind the bench and not in. I mean, he still had to go there. He still weighed in. He didn't weigh in on the scale for the official weigh-in. But he got down to weight, and the coaches weighed him in before the official weigh-in. So they kept him on routine. They kept him making sure he made weight. They everything stayed the same. He went through the same warm-up. He did everything the same. It's just they just didn't have him wrestle that match. And it wasn't the fact that they were afraid. Mm-hmm. It was just a situation where they're still trying to build him and bring him back and get him to where he needs to be at the end of the season in March when it counts.
In your opinion, did Iowa wrestle better Friday or Sunday? They were pretty similar. Was there one that stood out?
For sure for Sunday, I'm sorry. I think for sure Sunday they wrestled better. They just had a little more giddy up. They had more offense. They were putting more points on the board. Now, with that being said, you know, I don't think Northwestern was quite the quality or caliber team that Illinois was. Not that Illinois was great either. It was a pretty good weekend for the iWrestling team to go out and put up a lot of points on the scoreboard. And that's what this last weekend was about. And they put up quite a few points against Illinois, and they put up even more points and falls and so forth against Northwestern. But, I mean, there's still a couple situations in there that we left some points out on the mat, and we need to get better in some situations and get better at some weight classes. And, you know, 157 obviously is one of them. So, you know, same thing at 184 pounds against Illinois, Wilkie versus Parker. That's one that we really just never gave ourselves a chance to win that match. We were kind of hoping, you know, come third period, the other guy might slip on a wet spot if we kept it close, and we might be able to somehow score a takedown there. We have to learn there. Catch Wilkie needs to learn to take things in his own hands, take matters in his own hands, and come out and start wrestling in the first period. And that goes for a lot of guys. It's just not putting up enough points in the first periods.
Real bright spot, I thought, was Keegan Shaw, and not a lot of people know about him. He made his varsity debut against Illinois and backed it up with a victory against Northwestern. He's out of Southeast Polk, right?
Yep.
And he looked pretty solid to me.
He looked good, and he's a 157-pounder.
Yeah.
Moved up two weight classes to 174. You know, I mean, we're really kind of down to I don't want to say the bottom of the barrel there, because that doesn't look good on Keegan Shaw. We're just out of guys at 174. I mean, we lose Kemmer, then we lose Miles Wilson, and then now Bowman's injured, and so it's like, holy smokes, now we're bringing up Keegan Shaw from 157 pounds to wrestle 174, but he looks amazing.
He looks really good there.
He made the absolute best out of that weekend last weekend. We're probably going to see him again this weekend, and we're going to see kind of how good he is this weekend. Last weekend, he didn't really have anybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sebastian from Northwestern, senior, tough wrestler, good wrestler, a little banged up right now, but really good wrestler, and got taken down first, Keegan did, but he stayed in there. The thing that's what I like about him is he's so composed out there. He gets after it. He's just nonstop. He's got great reflexes and reactions, and he's quick. He's in shape. He's good in all positions. It's just great to see what Iowa has in our depth, and it's a tribute to those guys for going in and to the room every day and not just putting their time in there and going through the motions thinking, yeah, I'm third string,
it's
I'll never have
do.
A chance.
Tough
it really, really is. So it's a tribute to those guys, and it's also a tribute to those coaches that are going in the mornings and working with those guys and not just working with the 10 starters that are in the lineup every day. They're working with guys 2, 3, 4 deep all the time, so they're always on point and ready to go when needed, and you just never know when you're needed. And that's what bothers me sometimes about people that transfer just because they don't think they're ever going to have a shot, or they don't think that, you know, they got a raw deal or whatever it may be or whatever. One, stay in there and fight for your position and do everything right, but you just never know when all of a sudden two guys go down or a guy or two goes down, next thing you know, you're next man in. And you know what? A guy like Keegan Shaw may never give up that spot for the rest of the year. That might be his spot for the rest of the year. And because he's been doing his homework and he's been, you know, going in there and training every day, he's doing well. But we'll see how well he does this weekend against Mickey Liberola from Nebraska, who's ranked number 9th. And but regardless, it's fun to have Keegan in there, and it's fun to have on the road. And it was kind of funny. Saturday morning at the hotel, real quick story. Saturday morning at the hotel, we're all eating breakfast before we take off to Chicago. And you know that game where you put your hand down, like, and you make a circle with your fingers, kind of like an okay sign. And then if someone looks down at it, then you can hit him twice in the shoulder.
I just look down at it. Once.
Yeah, see, I get to hit you twice right in that shoulder. Okay, it's a dumb little game, but every now and then it's a Lisbon thing. So Shaw,
love Lisbon.
So Shaw does that, I think, to Morningstar or something, and Morningstar. But the thing is, you can't do it above the waist. And Shaw says that you can do it above the waist. So, but it's all known that it's got to be down below the waist. And so it's funny that Tom Brands comes walking by and sees what's going on. He's like, oh, Shaw, so you come out, you win one match. Next thing you know, you start changing rules in a game that's been, you know, freaking 10 centuries old, you know, and made up. And everybody started laughing and stuff. But he's just fun and a great kid to have around. Just really good in school, too. Just you couldn't – he's just a great person, a great kid. Just fantastic and very rewarding for a kid like that.
Talk about – the Nebraska duel, because Nebraska's got to be the, you know, they're not world beaters, but they got to be the surprise team in the Big Ten so far, and they got a lot of rated guys. This is going to be a test.
Yeah, they're really loaded up kind of top heavy. The top half of their weight class, the lower half, there's really not much. You got Moisley at a 125, who's dangerous, like I said. Really, they don't got nobody. 33, 41. They got a 19. We have a, I don't know, even know what Mirren is, 16. But that would be a match. Mirren has to get that match, has to have that match. And Mirren's one of those guys that's right on the edge of really kind of a breakout season right now. But again, he's one of those guys that we just really need to start having to score more points in that first period, making use of the full 7 minutes, and getting a little bit quicker with his finishes too, better at the finishes and setting shots up, maybe too straightforward, trying some laterals, motion, some angles, and so forth. But Mirren's coming along. I like at least his effort and the way he thinks. 49, we shouldn't have an issue. And then at 57, that's when things start getting interesting in that dual meet, whereas, you know, Caleb Young is going to be the number two. Burger, 65. Finally, Alex Marinelli, who's just been on absolute tear.
Pinning machine.
Yeah, he's just so fun to watch. His mentality is absolutely spot on. It's perfect. He's a warrior. He's always out there for blood, looking for the fall. But he's finally going to meet a ranked opponent, and that's going to be White. I think he's ranked number six. Isaiah White, number six, very talented kid. So it'll be nice that Marinelli's going to have a match that he can get up for. And then 174, like we mentioned, we got Keegan Shaw, 157-pounder, stepping in up at 174, taking on the number nine-ranked guy. 184, Taylor Venz, you know, he's ranked fourth in the country for Nebraska. He's tough. He's really, really tough. And Cash Wilkie, ranked 13th. That's, in my opinion, he is so much better than 13. So much better than 13. And this would be a grand and perfect opportunity for him to show that and prove that, what he's about and who he is. And then 197, they got Eric Schultz, who's a sophomore. He's ranked 11th. And Jacob Warner's ranked 5th. But Jacob Warner so far just really hasn't
opened up.
He hasn't shown me. A lot of his wrestling's just been really kind of sloppy. Just out of position a lot when he is hitting shots and finishing, just doesn't look good doing it, and just kind of out of position. And it just, conditioning is not quite there yet either. I just hope that he can come in and wrestle a guy like that, and it's not a 3-2 match. You know, he can come in and take a guy and beat him by, you know, a major decision and look good doing it. That's what I keep just praying and hoping for that I'm going to see out of Jacob Warner. And he's capable of it. We got it. He has to really start making some strides here if he thinks he's going to be on that All-American stand come March. And then a heavyweight, Sam Stoll, who's been looking really, really good.
He's rounded into shape, hasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, his mentality is what makes him so good. The one thing that'll be interesting to see is how well he does on the bottom underneath a guy like Jensen, who's really good on top. He's good at turning on top, and Stoll hasn't been underneath, and it'll be interesting to see with the injuries that he's had with that knee over the last 3 or 4 years, how well he can come up off the bottom, and this is going to be a good test. Hopefully we come out in the neutral position to start the match, take him down, turn him over, and we pin him, and we don't have to worry about it. So I know that's what they're thinking. So, but yeah, it's going to be interesting dual meet. I think the lower half is heavily favored for the Hawks. The upper half, there's going to be a lot of toss-up matches in there. It could be interesting, or it could be a really fun drive on the bus on the way home watching James Ferentz and Austin Blythe go at it.
Iowa up to number 3 in whatever poll you look at, the one I'm looking at anyway, and that's the Coaches Association poll. After Michigan beat Ohio State.
That's a big win for Michigan on the road in Ohio State. And to be honest with you, I watched that during the Illinois match, or right before the Illinois match. Mm-hmm. My radio partner, Stephen Grace, and I had it on his computer, and we were watching on the computer while we were waiting for the Iowa match to start, because Iowa started right after that one. They held the Iowa match before that one got over. And I tell you what, Michigan, They left some points up there out there on the
could've
mat.
Been
that,
worse.
Yeah, could have been worse. And so that was a big. That's a huge duel win for Ohio State over. For Michigan over Ohio State, and that one hurts Ohio State. That one, Tom Ryan and company and staff and everything.
You lose to Michigan, man.
Lose to Michigan in your home facility. That one hurt a little bit, and that was a big boost for a team like Michigan.
Were you surprised Iowa State came within what they did at Oklahoma State?
Not really. Mm-mm. No.
It's 22-15, I think it was.
Parker had a big win.
Yeah, Parker had a really big win. Somebody else might have had a big win in there, too, or whatever. But Iowa State, they're coming along.
They ahead of schedule?
I think they're pretty much right on schedule right now with where I think Dresser would hope for them to be when he took the job. But they are ahead of where I thought that they would be after watching them wrestle last year. If you would have asked me at the end of the year last year, there's no way they're going to be where they're at right now. So they're doing some good things over there, and they're climbing. They're climbing out of that hole that they were in when Dresser took over, and they're starting to do some good things. They got some momentum going. And, you know, like any team, it's all about honestly staying healthy. And right now, Iowa State's healthy. So as long as they can keep everybody on their lineup healthy, that's a huge bonus in itself. And then they're going to continue to keep improving and get better all the time. And that's one thing that's hindered Iowa a little bit is just health and illness and injuries. And it'd just be nice to have an entire team. That's one thing that Penn State, they've been really good at over the years is they don't get hurt very, very seldom. I mean, Nof got hurt last year, but he obviously wasn't too bad because he came back and won the Nationals. And then a couple years ago, it was Suriano for him before he transferred, got hurt at 125. But not too often those guys get hurt. Staying healthy is so vital and crucial for any team in any sport.
I believe you and I get a crack at Oklahoma State this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I is moving along nicely as well.
Yeah, like we said at the beginning of the year, if Doug Schwab's going to have a kind of his best year, I guess, this would be it. For sure, this is the best team that he's had. And if they don't – God, it'd be nice if they get in that top 10 this year. I'd like to really see him crack that top 10, and he'd probably be mad at me for saying crack top 10. That's with you, Ironside. We better be cracking top 5 or something like that or whatever. But, you know, realistically, if they could crack that top 10, that'd be big for them. So, but they're coming along as well, too, and you know, Iowa State and you and I, they haven't really had – I guess you and I wrestled in Missouri, but Iowa State hasn't had any tough matchups besides Iowa, and then they finally wrestled Okie State, but they responded pretty well to the challenge.
Premier matchup for Iowa will come up at the end of February, as you know, Mark, at Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you've looked at the matchups there. Do you like Iowa's chances there?
Oh, yeah, I really like Iowa's chances there. From an overall team perspective, I don't see it being an issue as far as winning the dual meet. It's just a matter of do we need to make it close? Is it really, really close? There's going to be some toss-up matches in there. There's no doubt about it, and some great matches in there to watch too. But I just don't see Iowa losing that one. I really, really don't. I think it could be a situation where it could go 5-5 split, but Iowa wins on bonus points. Or it could be a situation where it goes 7-3 Iowa. Or it could go, you know, 6-4 Oklahoma State. You know, you don't know, but I for sure. But it's going to be a very interesting duel, to say the least. And obviously with the biggest marquee matchup in that dual meet is going to be at 133 pounds between Dayton Fix and Austin DeSanto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be worth the price of admission. Down there.
Hopefully that brings some people into Gallagher Iba, because I tell you what, their attendance has really slipped over the last 5 or 6 years.
And everything.
Nebraska draw well at the Devaney Center?
They'll have that. It'll be sold out.
Yeah?
Yeah. It'll be sold out on noon on Sunday. Absolutely. People will be in there and out of there and back home watching the Super Bowl. Because it'll be sold out.
It's because their friends from the East are coming.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
That's a tough one. You know, I'm a big Tom Brady fan. I know a lot of people don't like him because he wins all the time, and the Patriots win all the time or whatever. But a guy, how old is he, 41?
41.
I mean, you have to respect what he's doing at the age of 41, and he has no retirement's not in his vocabulary either right now. And I don't care how much people dislike him or whatever. You have to respect it and respect him for it. And Bolichek and just the way they play the game. I mean, you don't accidentally or get lucky win that many times in a row. And there's something that they're doing right there. And I'm not one of those people who's like, they always win. I'd like to see someone else win it. You know, I would like to see the Rams win it just because I like Austin Blythe. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Austin Blythe fan, and he's on that team. But I also like Claiborne, and I also like James Ferentz. So it's just going to be a really fun game. I hope it's a really good game. Whether if New England wins, great. If St. Louis wins, great. You know, or not St. Louis, L.A. If the Rams win, great. You know, I just hope that it's a really good game, and I just like seeing former University of Iowa athletes in there, and especially wrestlers at that.
How good a college wrestler would Austin Blythe have been?
He would have been extremely good. And I'll tell you something about Austin Blythe is, it was very hard for him to make the decision of what to do when it came to college, whether he was going to wrestle at Iowa or he's going to go to play football at Iowa. And whatever decision he made, obviously he made the decision to play football, and he's doing well with that decision. If he would have made the decision to wrestle, I really firmly believe that he would have been national championship caliber, no doubt about it.
Austin Blythe, by the way, on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, I believe in the 5:30 segment.
I think that's
sound right.
I think that's right. Yeah. I think that's right.
That's what
up.
Kyle's saying over there. So Austin Blythe. I tell you what, I used to work with him a little bit when he was in high school, and his older brother Holden, who's a state champion as well too, and it's not easy when you go in and you try and work with someone and teach someone stuff when they're literally twice the size that you are. But just an absolutely amazing kid, comes from a great family, very very down to earth, really good people in that Blythe family, and you just can't say enough good things about them, and they're very deserving of everything that Austin Blythe has. So very proud of the kid, and he's come a long ways and handles himself well and still calls Williamsburg home. So hey, that's why I'm pulling for the Rams.
We're going to talk about this in our next segment here, but you know, we're turning the tables on the weather. We're not going to talk about how, you know, stinking cold it is. We're going to talk about where would you be if you got two choices. Place you've been, warm place that you've been that you'd like to go back, or a place that you would like to get to that's warm. Where would that be? Is that a tree stand in, like, Hawaii or something?
It's Victory Lane at Hawkeye Downs.
Yeah. It's 90-degree night.
To be dead honest with you, I've never in my life been to anywhere warm, a warm climate.
Yeah?
Never, ever, anywhere. And I have zero desire. Even when it's negative, whatever it is outside,
I don't want to go to Hawaii. No,
I'd rather be in the Ukraine and things like that.
No, I'm not going to go that far either. been there, and I don't really care to ever go
Cancun.
Back there. I don't have any zero zilch desire to go to Cancun or anywhere like that, Cabo, any of those places. It's just not me. I know there's probably a ton of people out there laughing at me and telling me I'm crazy right now.
Mark's wife on line one.
she actually went on a cruise, I don't know how many years ago, and won it with a work thing that she was doing or whatever, and I wouldn't go. She took her best friend, and but the thing is, if I go to Colorado and go elk hunting or Wyoming, or I go to Alaska bear hunt or this and that, I'm not going to ask her to go. Okay, so let her go do her thing. I'm gonna go do my thing. But that's just how our relationship works, and it works well. But I don't know. To answer your question, I have nowhere warm. That, as sad as this is, I don't really have anywhere I'd rather be than sitting in the studio with you guys and it being sub-zero temperatures out and waiting to travel to Nebraska this Sunday. So
there you go.
That's kind of where I'm at. Because all the hunting seasons are over. Otherwise, I'd say, let's go to Colorado and go kill something.
We'll go.
Look at Mark over here. He's already getting the new game going. Got the hand down below the waist.
He didn't look down.
Huh? Don't do
damn it.
Uh-uh.
Don't
see,
do that.
I'm a veteran. You can't catch me on that.
Don't do that.
I'm not Keegan Shaw.
All right, Mark. Stay warm. We'll see you next week.
All right. See you, fellas. Thank you very much.
All right. Mark Spearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll come back. We'll talk about where you would rather be today. Mark doesn't want to go to a warm place, but I know our listeners probably want to go to a warm place, and we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to get you an extra point, and it's brought to you by Brick Alley in Uptown Marion.
New England fans, Los Angeles fans, it all comes down to this. Grab your crew and head to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion for the big game Sunday. Kick back and watch all the action in our stadium room on the 180-inch big screen. Did we also mention the 20 beers on tap? How about the $3 tall boys and 250 drafts of Bud Light? That's the way you football at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar, 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. All sports fans welcome.
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Tom's year, 4,300 yards. What is it, 25 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 65% completion rate. It wasn't what he did in 2017 or 16, years in which he was in the MVP race. But you know what else it isn't? It isn't sign of some permanent long decline of age and attrition. In fact, if you look at this season in Tom Brady's Pro Football Reference diary, the point isn't that this is one of his best seasons, but it's not attributable to age taking its toll. It looks like a season he had 6 years ago. Some seasons go up, some go down. Some go off the charts and make an MVP candidate. Others simply put you in the Super Bowl for the ninth time. Don't start with your conclusion. He's over the cliff. He's old. And work your way back into it based on one season. You're just stupidly, wrongfully poking the bear.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95, the most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back in the gym class for a Wednesday on KGYM. No bowling tonight. Our thanks to Mark Ironside for joining us. We'll talk to Mark coming up next week. As we mentioned, we kind of let the kitty out of the bag there a little bit as far as what we're going to talk about for the remainder of the show here today. And a reminder, we got Iowa State men's basketball coming up against West Virginia at 5:30. That will be on 1600 AM. But Mark, we're going to turn the tables on the weather here. We're
warm it up.
We're going to warm it up because I'm sick of hearing how cold it is. I know how cold it is. I got my winter coat on here in the studio, for heaven's sake, because it was 58 degrees here earlier today. It's up to 62, God bless it. And we're trying to get through this okay, but you know, where would you like to be today if you're not here in good old Eastern Iowa? 319-366-1600, the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, available to you out there. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Give us a call as well if you'd like. Where would you like to be today where it's warm? Either you've been there, you've always wanted to go there. Where do you want to go? You want to be by the equator today?
No, a couple things come to mind. Number one, any day that is 77 degrees, sunny, light breeze on a golf course, anywhere in town, anywhere in the country, I'm down with that. A few years ago, Scott and I took a trip to Florida, and I actually called in from the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, in the Gulf of Mexico.
We were on a boat in the Gulf of Mexico. With,
you one-up Mike Leach a little bit.
With friends and whale watching and pull into a restaurant along the way. Man, that was great. And still have great memories of that.
It'd have to be somewhere that is accessible to a golf course during the day.
Yeah.
And somewhere, you know, like much like our friend Mark Ironside said, you want to keep everybody happy. So, you know, you want to go out there. You want to have somewhere where your spouse can go enjoy herself while you're golfing because, mm-hmm. you know, you can't golf together.
Unless she plays too. Oh, you can't? Are you an Ironside guy? You can't
play together? Oh, no. We tried it.
Okay.
And that, yeah. We may try it again someday, but at least a few years ago, that did not work well. Not on my part. Not on my part. But Christy said, no, I can't do this because I asked for help, and then you give me help, and then I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear you giving me help. 319-366.
How about a
1600?
You know, a ballpark on your favorite team.
Absolutely.
On a nice July afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting back watching and taking it all in. A little bit of Major League Baseball. Or minor league baseball.
7508. No, not 4th of July bowling. That's not where we're going.
No, we're going to be done before the 4th of July. I hope the kids are out by the 4th of July. That's what I'm hoping for a lot of the families out there. As more schools. A lot of schools canceling for tomorrow, so be sure to check it out. Your school out there, make sure you... everybody's alerted nowadays. Now you can't say, go check on your school. Now mm-hmm. you just get an alert. I don't, because kids are...
Favorite place you've been or would want to be in warmer climates? 319-366-1600. I think we're on the same page with golf. You know that we're golf guys. I can see a nice afternoon at the ballpark.
San Diego. In San Diego, you know, it's perpetually 77 degrees in San Diego.
Yeah, it's boring.
I'll take that kind of boring on a day like today, but I think that would be fantastic to just – I've never been to San Diego.
Been to San Diego multiple times, and it is, as you advertised, it's almost picture-perfect weather every day with some
right
exceptions. But
Arizona.
1803, Wrigley on July 4th, 3:15, first pitch.
There you go.
How
your
about
favorite
that?
Ballpark.
Yep.
And you can't go wrong with that, especially if you know you got a buddy that's paying for that first couple of rounds. You can't help that. That's plus. That's a plus right there.
How about a barbecue in the backyard on a nice mild with your family, mild day with your family, and just having family or friends? That's a bonus too.
We got to find out where Kyle would like to be. We got to find out where he would like to be here on a day. If he had a perfect day to be out there to kind of warm it up and et cetera, where would you like to go, Kyle?
Just anywhere at all?
Yeah, anywhere. You can go anywhere your heart desires.
Okay. See, Alex Kuhn posed me with a similar question last week, what I would do if I had $28 million to spend over the course of a year.
You'd share with your friends from the radio business,
is this,
right?
What is this, Brewster's Millions remake? Todd knows what that is.
I don't have a good answer to this, because right now, what I would like to do, my perfect day would just be in a basement with a space heater, a couple blankets, and a television. That's really all that I have to say. That's all that I want.
Radio.
Just warmth.
Come on over. That's what we got going on.
Okay. Okay.
Might be a pizza there, too. Thank you, Kyle.
2256 on the text line. I'm happy where I'm at. My wife and I were vacationing in the Bahamas and ended up talking to someone who trains dolphins for a living. She asked us where we were from. We told her Iowa. She then asked if it snowed there. We said, oh, yeah, it definitely does. The dolphin trainer who lives in the Bahamas said, lucky.
Lucky? Well, I suppose if you've never seen snow before, I mean, this happens every year with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, it seems. You have some of their Central American players or Latin American players that have never seen snow. You
even
have
Southern U.S.
Southern
players,
U.S.
Yeah.
players that have never seen snow. And inevitably, it snows before the Midwest League season starts. And it's always, you know, it's like a kid in a candy store when they see snow for the first time. And then they realize they have to play in this weather for the first month or so of the season. And then it kind of dawns on them that this might not be so good. But it is neat to see their faces when that happens.
Yeah, it seems like it's 50-50 for Midwest League Baseball to open in decent weather or even snow. True. I've seen it both ways.
Seen it. Hey, I remember a 70-degree opening day.
Yeah.
That we had, and that was when in the new ballpark too. So that was mid-2000s or so, and yeah,
doesn't happen that often.
That doesn't happen very often. We definitely enjoyed that particular afternoon. Keep them coming at 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back, have more of your texts, and more of the show. We'll wrap her up after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Winning teams have one thing in common. A great lineup you can count on to deliver. It's the same with KGYM and Smart FM. When you need solid, smart sports talk, your starting lineup on the Gym Class is Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And when you're looking for smart rock, Smart FM features an all-star lineup of Just John, Greg, Rick, Glenn, and Cecily. Smart sports on KGYM and smart rock on Smart FM. A solid lineup to get you through every season.
Sunday, it's the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53. Hi, everyone. This is Kevin Harlan. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One radio crew from Atlanta for all the action. Tom Brady and the Patriots are going for trophy number 6, but the Rams have dreams of their first title in 19 years. If it's Super Bowl 53, it's right here.
Super Bowl 53 from Atlanta, New England, and the LA Rams this Sunday starting at 1 on KGYM.
Back in the Gym Class, 356 here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. We omitted this last week, Mark, and I thought about it about a week ahead of time, and then it completely slipped my memory.
Me too.
Because we're almost like an old married couple now. We missed our 13th anniversary of being on the air on January the 24th. So it's been a pleasure to be on the air with everybody out there for the 13 years.
Absolutely. It's a joy. One of my, you know, normally my favorite hour of the day, and it's just it's fun doing this, and we appreciate you coming along with us for 13 years. And then I look, Scott, at the traditional theme for a 13th anniversary gift.
Bowling ball?
Lace.
Oh.
So, thanks for mentioning that.
Well, we can skip over that part. Let's just plan on skipping over that.
Let's do another 13. How about
that? A little bit. That would be great. That would be great. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to and keep on entertaining here in Eastern Iowa. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Coons coming your way next. It's going to get warmer. It's going to get warmer, folks. 60 degrees warmer coming up on Sunday. Tomorrow starts the Waste Management Open.
It does indeed. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids going off at 1:25 Central Time with Michael Kim and Brant Snedeker. If you'd like to watch golf on TV, this will be Johnny Miller's last weekend. Hooray.
Actually, Saturday. He's stepping out Saturday from the booth. A lot of mixed feelings, as you mentioned, about Johnny over the years. A lot of pros do not like Johnny Miller because he criticized them over the years. Wasn't my favorite, wasn't my least liked.
Where is that, Roger? So, where'd that go, Roger?
Roger has no idea where the ball is. You follow Roger during his playing days. Best of luck to Zach coming up tomorrow. Iowa State basketball at 5:30 on 1600 AM. Stay tuned for TB and Alex.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?